Welcome to Governor Tim Pawlenty's podcast from the great state of Minnesota. On Wednesday, October 31st, Governor Pawlenty held a press conference to announce that SR Global has committed to fully comply with all U.S. and international law, including those prohibiting certain investments in Iran, and that he will support continued state assistance for SR's proposed steel project on the Iron Range. Earlier in the week, upon returning from the state's first major trade mission to India, Governor Pawlenty said he had been contacted by a U.S. Department of Commerce official while in India regarding a Reuters report published Wednesday, October 24th, that said SR may have been considering construction of an oil refinery in Iran in partnership with the government of Iran. The following is the audio from that press conference.
We're here this afternoon to announce some very good news for Minnesota, and that is after several days of discussion involving our office and the federal officials in India, as well as representatives of the SR company. We have reached an understanding with them regarding their intentions in India. They have clarified their intentions in a way that satisfies my concerns regarding what would otherwise be problematic investments in Iran. And they have written to us a letter that provides those assurances in writing, and that allows us now to go forward with the project in northern Minnesota in a very positive way. I want to thank the SR officials, particularly Madhu Bhopaluri, who I spoke with this morning, for his very constructive approach to these matters. After the concerns were raised, he has worked with the federal officials in India as well as our office to clarify their intentions, to find a solution, and it has resulted in a very positive development, as far as I'm concerned, for Minnesota. And so I told him by phone this morning that upon receipt of this letter, this satisfies my concerns, and we look forward to seeing him in Minnesota, and we look forward to SR going forward and building this plant in northern Minnesota. It'll be a very substantial investment in our state, $1.6 billion, involving, as you know, many construction jobs in the early phase of the plant, 700 permanent jobs, and many other spin-off economic benefits for our state and for the region well beyond just the direct operation of the facility. I had a chance to tour their facility in India last week, and while the one there is much larger than the one that will be here, even at a portion of what exists in India, it's a very, very substantial operation. I will say that if you look at their letter on the bottom half of the third paragraph, you'll see an acknowledgement that they were in discussions with Iran about an oil refinery, as well as what they call exploration of blocks, and that is bidding on oil exploration blocks that come to market in a bidding process in Iran. I think after they had a chance to hear our concerns and the concerns of the federal government as those projects would relate to the Iran-Contra Sanctions Act, they understood the severity of our concerns and the severity of the deterioration of the relationship if they were to go forward with those types of activities. And they were very constructive in addressing these concerns and very constructive in putting forward their commitment to say that they would not go forward with such engagements unless and until it was in full compliance with the United States Iran-Contra Sanctions Act. And so I will just say that this project is now back on track. It's something that has been worked out. I think the concerns that were raised have been worked out to my satisfaction, and we look forward to having this project go forward in Minnesota.
To learn more about any of the subjects addressed in this podcast, please visit Governor Pawlenty's website at www.governor.state.mn.us. Also, be sure to regularly check the governor's website for more podcasts from Governor Pawlenty.